It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley right now getting to the BetQL guest line to talk to our friend from Masson Sports, Dan Kolko. Dan, what's up, dude? How are you?
Fellas, I'm well. How are you?
We're good, dude. Listen, I think with this Nats season, unless you just were completely lying to yourself, everybody kind of knew what to expect here. Rebuilding year with some exciting young pieces coming up. I mean, they're going to probably outperform their Vegas win total by the end, like this week or next. I think they're right up against it. Now you got Cruz up. Like, there's just – how do you feel like – from what your expectations to where Washington is now in early September have fared?
Well, I think Nats fans and those of us around the team went into this season knowing that we would have to judge the team not just based on wins and losses. And I know that sounds like a silly thing to say, given that's the nature of the business. You're judged by and large based on how many games you win, how far you make it in the playoffs. But this year, given where they're at rebuilding-wise, you wanted to see growth for the team, but maybe more specifically, a lot of these young players. And, you know, there's been ups and downs, as you're going to have with any prospects, with any young players. And I think, by and large, there's been a lot to like this year. C.J. Abrams has struggled over the last couple months, but he's had some really good months as well and has played a better shortstop this year than he played last year. Luis Garcia Jr. has really come along in his development, at 24 years of age. So he's looking like a piece for the future. And then you get these young pitchers and outfielders up here, James Wood, Dylan Cruz, Jacob Young, and in the rotation, guys like Jake Irvin and Mackenzie Gore and Mitchell Parker and DJ Hers. And you start to see now the bones of what the front office feels like could be their next championship team. You'll have to supplement that obviously with some free agents this winter and some power. I think most specifically, you got to find some guys that'll hit the ball out of the ballpark because this team has lacked that for a few years now. But we're at a different point in the development than we have been the last couple years, where in September it's just a lot of, you know, no offense to guys at the end of their careers, but kind of placeholder type players. Michael Franco's and Cesar Hernandez and guys like that that are just kind of filling out a spot until you're able to get the young guys up. And a lot of the young guys are here now. More are to come. And so, yeah, it's not going to be a postseason year for the Nationals this year. We kind of expected that coming in, but I think there's been a lot of growth and optimism for the future.
And it gives you a lot of hope for the future, I think, as well, because the young guys that have come up are performing well.
Yeah, that's right. I think the first step is getting guys through the minor leagues, getting them to make their big league debut, and then it's all about what can they do once they're here. And, you know, the jury's still out on a lot of these guys, but you've seen growth, you've seen progression, and, you know, hopefully there's more of that to come this final month and into next year.
Well, I think, like, for the outfield, talking with Dan Kolko from Masson Sports, watch him every night on Nats games. Everybody knows who Dan is. In the outfield there, is that the outfield of future? Wood, Cruz, Young? Like, is that what we see opening day next year?
It certainly could be. I mean, Jacob Young should win a gold glove this year in center field. He's been the best defensive outfielder in Major League Baseball this year. His bat has progressed over the course of the last few weeks. He's not quite at a league average sort of offensive side of his game. The bat right. still needs to develop. But when you're talking about a guy that excels on one side of the ball like he does defensively, you can deal with a little bit of, you know, a below average bat with his speed, with his ability to steal bases and impact the game on the base paths. You feel like Wood and Cruz are certainly, you know, some of the big building blocks for the future. Where will they play defensively? I don't know. I think some people think Dylan Cruz could be a center fielder in the future. And, you know, there's other young outfield talent in the national system that they're really high on. Robert Hassel III, Dalen Lyle, Andrew Pinckney just got promoted to AAA. And then there's always the possibility of getting a free agent outfielder. And then in that sort of a case, Jacob Young could be a super skilled fourth outfielder for you. So you feel good about Wood and Cruz in two of those three outfield spots, and then you'll see. But Jacob Young has really made an impact this year defensively, and if he can continue to develop on the offensive side of the ball, there's a chance he could be the Nats center fielder of the future.
Cruz and Wood are obviously the guys that have arrived that have the most excitement. What are like fair comps for those guys? Kind of looking back at somebody, I don't know. They're hard to describe, I would say. I'm curious if you've thought about that at all.
Yeah, it's tough. I personally, you know, I'm not a scout, and I personally don't love comps just because I think it kind of puts guys in a box a little bit. I will say that there are very few 21-year-olds that have come up and controlled the strike zone the way that James Wood has. You watch him on a night-in and night-out basis, he rarely goes outside of his game plan. He rarely expands the zone. And he hits the ball so freaking hard. It's unbelievable the sounds that come off his bat. So you pair up those two skills, and he's got the potential to be a special offensive player, and he's still just 21. He'll have to try and elevate the ball a little more going forward and turn those hard line drives into balls that go off the wall or over the wall. But there's a super high ceiling on James Wood offensively. Dylan Cruz is, you know, he does everything well. So, you know, I've heard people compare him to maybe like an Andrew McCutchen type of guy, or maybe Corbin Carroll with slightly less speed. But he's a guy that can steal you, you know, 25, 30 bases a year, that can hit 20-plus homers for you, that can hit for a pretty high average, that can get on base a good bit. He works tough at bat. So he's a guy that is not going to wow you necessarily with one side of his game or one specific skill, but is just a really well-rounded ball player that's going to impact your team positively for a number of years.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. The one thing that I don't know the right way to phrase this, but when the Nats were kind of outperforming expectations, at least the first couple of months of the season, it was a lot of it was on the strength of starting pitching. And, you know, Rizzo does his interview with the Junks every week, and I always try to listen to it because I think Mike's really smart. I think he's really good at what he does, right? And he has this saying where he always says, yeah, it means like take a season in its entirety and then start to build that out over seasons, and you get a real look at who somebody is. And I feel like the pitching kind of regressed to the mean a little bit. Like, what does their starting rotation look like next year?
It's a good question, JP. I think that you've got a lot of guys now that will be in the mix, and it's up to those guys to tell you where they slot in the future. Are they a middle of the rotation type guy? Can they be a strong number three starter for you in the big leagues? Are they more of a number five guy? Are they long relief? Mm-hmm. Are they somebody that, you know, goes up and down from AAA to the majors over the course of, you know, their career? It's going to be on Mitchell Parker and DJ Hers and these type of guys to show you, because all of them, Mackenzie Gore too, and I think Jake Irvin has been the most consistent of the four of them this year, but the other three have all had really high highs and somewhat low lows. They've had stretches where they've struggled, where they haven't been able to get deep into games, where maybe they get hit around a little bit, but they've all flashed incredibly high potential and ceilings. So, you know, can Mackenzie Gore be a number two starter for you in the big leagues? There are a lot of people that say absolutely he can. The work ethic, the demeanor, the way that he approaches his starts, the stuff is filthy. But you have to you know, you have to work deep into games. You have to be consistent to be that type of guy in the big leagues. The other guys, you know, the Nats, I would say, have more rotation depth than they've had in a while at this point. But in order to be a team that wins in the postseason, Mike Rizzo has also said this, JP, over the course of his tenure here in D.C., he believes that with starting pitching, everything is possible, and without it, nothing is possible. And so for a team to win in the postseason, you got to have two, three guys at the top of a rotation that you feel really good about giving the ball to in a must-win game. And we'll see if any multiple, all of these guys for the Nats can be that type of pitcher in the future.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I want to maybe end this on a really cool note. Darren Baker gets called up. B, I don't know if you have seen this story, but it's very cool. What do we think of Darren? And just, you probably know Dusty very well from his time in Washington. How cool of a moment must that be?
Yeah, it's awesome. I you know, everyone that interacts with Dusty loves Dusty, and honestly, it's the same with Darren. It's not a surprise that he's just a tremendous human being. And he's been around big league clubhouses since he could barely walk. So it kind of, in a way, always felt like this was where he was meant to end up. It was a, you know, certainly not an easy road for him to get here. He's not a big guy physically. He's, you know, maybe 5'10", 5'11". He's strong, but he's not huge. And, you know, what is he going to be at the big league level going forward? I don't know. The Nats have a second baseman that they like in Luis Garcia Jr. Darren Baker has played some left field as well to try and turn himself into a more versatile player. But just from a sheer story standpoint, it's awesome. He's a really good kid. He worked really hard and got the call up the other day with his dad at Nats Park. He singled on the first pitch that he saw as a big leaguer. And despite the fact that the Nats were down really big in that game, that put a smile on everybody's face. So awesome moment for the Baker family. And yeah, we'll see how much playing time Darren gets down the stretch here, but mission accomplished for him, checking that first box in the big leagues, and hopefully there's more to come.
Well, dude, it's so crazy and weirdly full circle. I really liked Rizzo's comments about Darren Baker. I should have said this earlier. Dusty Baker obviously managed the Nationals for a few seasons. Dusty's a all-time character in baseball as a player and then as a manager all over the place. Won a ring with the Astros a couple years ago. This is Dusty's son, Darren. And perhaps the most... until now, he's in the big leagues. What people remember about this, do you remember, I think it was the 0-2 World Series when his son was almost the bat boy and almost got trucked with a play at the plate.
I remember that.
And JT Snow had to grab him up and let him go, and now he's in the big leagues. That's the right son, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. I didn't know. Maybe there was another Baker that I was mixing up.
He knows how to get out the way on the bases. I can tell you that. Now he does.
I bet he does. Koga, I'm curious, dude. Do you, like, you've got, you know, 3 weeks left of a ton of baseball here. Do you get into football mode? Like, do you do fantasy, betting, DFS, any of it? Like, what does a hardcore baseball dude do when that season, that grind finally comes to a halt?
He takes a nice long nap, He grabs a cold beverage at some point and reminds Attaboy. His friends and family that he's still alive. I love baseball. I love what I do. I'm incredibly fortunate to do it. At the end of the season, it's nice to decompress and just kind of spend time with the people you care about. But yeah, man, I love football. I love getting together with friends and watching games on Saturdays and Sundays. And yeah, maybe, you know, finding a little game that you care about and
taking in a cold beverage
in it a bit. But yeah, it's kind of like a teacher's schedule in a way, but reversed seasons that you go hard
right.
for, you know, 7 months out of the year. And then the other five, you get a chance to relax and just kind of catch up with people. I do some college basketball broadcasting as well, but yeah, it's good to unwind once baseball is done. 'Cause it's a long, grueling season, but it's a ton of fun and I wouldn't want to be doing anything else.
For sure.
It's a grind, man.
I know you went to Einstein. Did you grew up here, right? Did you grow up a Skins fan or did you not have
a
team?
Yeah.
How did
yeah,
that
I
all
I grew up
shake
in Silver
out?
Spring. I went to Einstein, went to University of Delaware. And yeah, grew up a Skins fan. Actually covered the Baltimore Ravens for 4 years before making my way over to the Nats beat. So that was
okay.
a little odd for a football obsessed DC native kid. But yeah, I still follow the Commanders. I still follow the Ravens, and I'm looking forward to football being underway. It's kind of crazy that it's here already.
I know, man. What do you think about Jaden Daniels? Like, what do you think about Washington this year?
I'm obviously he's got a lot of talent, and he's got some weapons around him. I'm going to be honest; I haven't followed kind of his path through training camp and OTAs too closely.
You've been kind of busy.
A little busy on the baseball side of things
because you got 16-hour days every day.
Yeah, I think that you know, you never know what you're going to get out of a rookie quarterback, and we've seen you think back to Peyton Manning's rookie season when he threw just that insane number of interceptions, and everyone thinks he's a bust,
right,
and then
he
becomes a Hall of Famer and one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I think you can't really. Not that it's going to stop people from judging a rookie quarterback too quickly, because that's what we do, but it's hard to, you know, put too much focus or emphasis on what he does early on. But I think you got to be excited about the ownership group that they have in place, the front office that they've put in place, and the young quarterback that they've drafted and are really high on.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Last one, who's going to win the AL East?
Oh, that's really tough. I think, you know, it's funny. Everyone's been talking the last month about how poorly the Orioles have played, and they were the first team, I believe, in Major League Baseball to get to 80 wins. They were playing at just an obscene pace there for a while, and yeah, they've dropped off a little bit. If I'm choosing between the two teams at the top of the division right now, I'm going to take the Yankees. I think they just have a little bit more in the way of dominant starting pitching. They got to figure out their closer spot, but the Orioles kind of have to figure out the back end of their bullpen too. They've had some issues there. Two super talented teams, and I think that's going to be one that goes down, you know, to the last few games of the season. We're going to have an interesting last homestand in Nats Park with the Royals coming into town and then the Phillies to close out the year. So that'll be two teams that'll be jockeying
spoilers.
For playoff seeding. Yeah, and a chance for the Nats to play spoiler. And it'll be really interesting to watch the AL East that final week as well. I think that could come down. One of the few divisions that I think will come down to the final couple games.
Well, one thing about Davey, and I've said this before, that I love is his teams play hard till the end, man. Sometimes, a club knows they're not in contention and they kind of pack it up that last month and kind of really lose some games badly. And not that every game's going to be a poem, but I feel like Davey keeps his guys locked in until September 30th or whatever the last game is.
Yeah, he's certainly been known for that over the course of his time here in D.C., obviously the championship team finished really strong in the regular season, and even some of the teams that have not had good records down the stretch have played really well over the last few years. The last handful of games on the previous homestand over the weekends, it was some sloppy ball against the Cubs, and Davey made it known to his guys that that's just not acceptable. That you're going to make physical errors, but in terms of the mental errors, in terms of the focus, that's not going to fly under his watch. And he's a guy that believes in playing every game as hard as you possibly can. And he's going to make sure that these young players who don't have a lot of big league experience and are probably pretty mentally fried and a little physically fried right now, give it everything they have over the final, whatever it is, 25 games.
Yes, sir. Dan, thank you for the time, man. Really appreciate you making time.
All right, fellas. Good to talk to you.
Take care, dude. That's Dan Kolko from Massive Sports. Great interview there. Enjoyed talking some baseball in there.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.